What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Find a Way Daily. Today's topic is move the box and...
You are now listening to Find a Way Daily.
Do you know someone who has talent that isn't doing enough?
You find a way to reach the goal. You set goals and you knock them down. And I don't care what obstacle comes up.
It only took me 2 months.
Really?
Yeah. I made $100,000 in 2 months for the time I hired him.
Life adjusts to your commitments.
So I'm going to work out this morning, and an interesting but very subtle thing happened, okay? So maybe you've had this happen, but in previous podcasts, I've talked about this idea of the little lazies, you know, being, it's not lazy on a massive scale, like you're sitting around playing video games, drinking beer all day long. It's not that kind of lazy, but it's these little kinds of lazies like, oh, I've been meaning to do that little thing, like maybe it's the dishes, maybe it's pick this up, maybe it's this little thing in your business, maybe it's a simple 30-second video that you just, I just don't feel like doing it. And these little lazies add up. Well, it kind of is in that conversation, but there's another aspect to this that I want to share with you. So I'm going out to work out in my home gym, and as I pass through the hallway, there's this box that scrapes my arm every damn day. And today, I had finally had it. So I'm walking out and it scrapes my arm and I said, son of a... And this little voice popped in my head and said, if you don't like the box there, grab it, jackass, and go throw it away. And so the thing that I've been, throw it away later. It's like this rock in your shoe. And so I grab the box, I take it out, and as I'm taking it out, I'm like, look, start talking to myself, right? You ever do this? Start talking to myself. I'm like, look, I don't want to be doing this crap. I got better things to do. I'm on a time schedule right now. I don't need to be cleaning up the house and throwing crap away. Like, I don't need to be doing that. And then this little voice said, fine, throw this one away and then hire somebody else to do it. And therein lies the lesson of today's podcast. You might be listening to this going, what? Where the hell's the lesson? Well, the lesson is very much a business or productivity lesson, and it's this. We do this inside of our business. This is what we do as ballers that who want to build and expand and build our empires. There's this little moment that spoke to me that said, look, if you don't like it, change it. Now, in the beginning, when we're building our empires, before we scale or do whatever we're going to do, you first have to change it yourself. If something's bugging you about your business, if something's bugging you about your relationship, if something's bugging you in your life, it's likely manifested through the little lazies inside your business and life. But here's the thing. You're not a tree. You're not stuck. Make the change. Grab the damn box. Throw it out. Get it over with. And then once you've done that, delegate it. And this is something for all my leaders on this podcast is that I've always said you should design the process. Whatever process you have in your sales process, inside your business systems, inside your fulfillment, inside of all the things that you do, you design the process. You take the damn box out first and then you delegate it. You delegate the work, but you design the process. And I want you to get that. You build the process, you create the process, and then you delegate the work, not the other way around. You don't delegate the process, because then if the process doesn't work anymore, you don't know why. And or if somebody who built that process for you isn't around anymore, you have to fire them. They decide to quit. They're not working anymore. Whatever. I don't know. Maybe they win the lottery and then they can't work for you anymore. You're screwed. You have to design the process and then delegate the work. Design the process and delegate the work. So here's the thing. I know there's these little things that are happening inside your business life that you just kind of let slide. But that is going to add up, and you and I know it. And if it's pissing you off, don't scrape by the damn thing in the hallway going to the gym every single day and be like, ah, damn box. Ah, damn box. Ah, damn box. Do something. Take the damn thing out, then delegate the process. So let me ask you this. Where in your business and life do you need to start doing the things that you know is stopping you? The little tiny things. Maybe they're not directly blocking you, and that's the thing, right? But they weigh you down. It's the little stuff, right? Get it done, and then who can you delegate it to, or how can you automate it? Okay. That's it for today's podcast. Make sure you go subscribe to, you know, we're on YouTube, we're on Facebook and all that kind of stuff. And if you haven't gotten the book already, go to findawaybook.com and get the book Find a Way. It's a bestseller. You should go check it out. Till I see you next time, my friend, go out there every single day of your life and relentlessly go find a way to win.